man, that was fast.
Yeah, I just got the message. Ivan was having a little bit of technical difficulty transferring the call over, so I told him that I was going to call you right away. But thanks for
answering.
I know you called earlier and you spoke with Mary, but how's everything?
Yeah, I was busy doing Uber, so I couldn't answer you. I was in traffic and construction, so I did not
totally
going to answer right now.
Yeah, of course. Totally understandable. I'm glad you actually called back. I wasn't sure if I'd speak with you before the weekend. But, I mean, I know that, you know, we did cover a lot in a number of different conversations. I wanted to make sure that I've got all of your questions answered before we get everything set up here.
Yeah, I got a few minutes. I understand what you're going to do for me. You're going to have my access to my accounts. And, of course, I'm going to have the same access so that I can load up more stuff and we can part or whatever later, because I understand that's how it works. I'm not trying to say I'm parting, but I need my access
exactly
myself so I can do stuff, you know?
Of course.
I'll give you my access. I just forget it right now. But if you try on Google to log in, because I don't have my – but I vaguely remember – I wrote it down and it's on my desk and I'm in the car, so I'm not at home, you know. But if you can,
do you have
a minute to log in to my account and tell me what you see? Because I think I know what my logon is.
Okay, so we'll be able to access all of that. We'll be able to help you with any of your, you know, getting PIN verified or any of that, or we could just take that process over. I mean, obviously, our job is to get your phone ringing, and then we just require you to answer the phone, and
we
really take care of everything else. When we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on now, is this going to be the business number? This is the one that you want your customers to call?
For now, yeah. I'll change it later.
Okay.
I did check it 2 days ago. Yeah, I'll change it later.
That's fine.
Actually, when I go to Florida, I want to change it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Then the customers will feel like, where am I calling? 773?
Right.
This area.
Yeah, a more local number once you get to Florida would be a really good idea. And then I guess what I wanted just to confirm is that even now and even especially in Florida, it's going to be a service-based business, right? Nobody ever comes to you. You always go out to the customer. So there would never be a physical address that you would want us to promote for your business, right? Okay, gotcha.
No, unless I become Home Depot, then, you know, they can come and buy some power
washers. No, that's how Google expects it to be. You know, they don't expect service-based businesses to have a brick-and-mortar location, and they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And then, Frank, I guess we never did get your last name, or at least it didn't save in our system.
It's Gomez, G-O-M-E-Z. It's four words, Paul, so it's Frank Gomez. Then the next word is D-E for de, L-A, la, and the last word, Torre. Torre is T-O-R-E. No Z and no S, just E.
Oh, Torre. Torre, just T-O-R-R-E? Two R's.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So Frank Gomez de la Torre. Okay. Then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I mean, we are going to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. That's to walk you everything that we need and gain access to your Google listing and things like that. The one thing that I would need to do here before I get you off the phone is to read what's called a voice verification. We are Google partners. Everything at this point is required that we do what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it is a flat rate, that we're including the Facebook ads, that we've waived the setup fee, that we have, in fact, reduced the cost of the service down to $249, that it's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. Now, the voice verification, Frank, is required required that I read it, but you can stop me at any time. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah, and I think you already explained everything, so it should be kind of fast. I don't think I'll have many questions. I hope not.
Okay. So it's actually pretty straightforward, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Frank. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Frank's Power Washing Services.
Okay, and that's how I have it. And then, Frank, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Frank Gomez de la Torre, owner.
Okay, and Mr. Gomez de la Torre, as the owner of Frank's Power Washing, Frank, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions through your company. And then for the billing information, Frank, that you will be using for our services, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, Frank, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services can, in fact, contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. The phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Frank, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Of course.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we will ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, well, first of all the content that we'll be creating for your company, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we will already be providing for you. And then equally or more important is we'll make sure all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Frank, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, that's fair enough, right?
Okay, I will.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit, stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Now, what John was able to do and what I'm still able to authorize and approve and honor here is a fixed flat rate of $249.00, no setup fee, website included. So with it being month to month and with that information, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually be able to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 23rd of August, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And again, Frank, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are included. And in this case, Frank will also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included, which means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 23rd of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $249. And again, that rate will never go up on you. As I've mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. Frank, you can also pause it if you find you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. You can, if necessary, even pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. And that, Frank, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Gomez de la Torre, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Frank, that actually does conclude the voice verification. That initial payment of $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you?
It's Visa. It's my debit.
Your Visa. Okay. And it is your name, Frank Gomez
de
la Torre on there? Okay. You said it was
Visa.
Yeah,
it says Frank J. Gomez de la Torre. It's just one extra letter there because my middle name is J. Joseph.
Got the middle initial of J. I've added that. And then you said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Frank,
yeah.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Right. 4411.
Mm-hmm.
0411.
Yes, sir.
1892.
Okay.
2607.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/28.
11 of 2028, and the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
512.
512. I've got 512, 512 on the back, November or 11 of 2028 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4411, 0411, 1892, 2607?
Correct.
What is the billing address of that card?
It's all together. So now this one of these weird addresses, 9S for South, so 9S 270.
270 Nantucket Drive, and that's in Darien 60561.
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
So all right.
The computer already gave you that.
Yes, it did. I just wanted to make sure that that was the billing address of that card. And then in the next minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there, the support email and things like that. You'll get that by way of email in about a minute. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Do I need to write it down or no?
No,
or
you don't. You'll get it by email in about a minute or so through our automated system. By the way, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or the next business day if they receive the email after hours. You'll get all of that information by way of email in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Frank, that's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. I did also want to add another layer of protection here, just a question and an answer for you, a little bit of extra security on your account. So if anyone ever calls us and tells us that they are with Frank's Pressure Washing Services, even if it's you, Frank, and we recognize your voice, we may every now and then ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is even more important, especially like, a week from now, once your tracking system, once your website is active, once you start getting phone calls, if you get calls from anyone either claiming to be Google or even if they say they're local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. And they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, just politely let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, please do just politely let them go. You know, obviously the voice verification has been attached to your account as an additional layer of protection for you. It clearly states it bills once a month on the 23rd for exactly $2.49 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want as your security question?
You think that is kind of safe for the city where you were born? Well, it's not the social, obviously, but still.
Well, you know, it's not your mother's maiden name, and it's not your social. The city you were born in, people can find that. Most people who are worried about it will say, well, I'm going to go with my first pet. I mean, there's just a handful of people who would even know who my first pet was. But it's totally up to you. I wouldn't recommend ever using something like your mother's maiden name or anything like that. But
no.
You your first pet's name?
Let me think. They usually ask other stuff online, you know, for in other companies, like what was your first school or where did you meet your...
Yeah, our system just has the default of the city you were born in or your first pet's name. So it just gives you those
okay.
choices.
Okay, let me think about my pet's name. So... this time
something you will remember.
Can we put it change it later? We'll just put Chicago for now.
We'll put Chicago and we'll put that as the city you were born in, right? Not your first pet name. Got it.
Not my first pet.
Well, yeah, you never know.
Okay.
So you're going to be all set there. I have to type it in twice.
I see your emails. And it says local Splash from John, because John, I was talking to John, obviously, so it came as like,
Oh, okay. Did you see the one that said local Splash initial invoice?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it says, hello, Frank. Thank you for choosing local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yeah.
So click on the blue click here. It's hyperlinked.
Okay.
It will go to the local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Now, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but feel free to scroll through it. Google's going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will actually choose Bing over Google. So we want you to get those opportunities and phone calls too, which means that we're going to mirror the content on Bing as well. All the destinations and directories, all the directories that are important, the Facebook ads are included as well. We are going to do that custom website for you. Now, you'll see a long line that goes all the way across it, and it populates your mobile number, and below that a couple of boxes. So we do want you to click on both of those boxes, one that you agree to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So once you click on both of those boxes, you'll see a longer box that has an arrow pointing towards it, and that's where you would either want to copy and paste or type in your name. It has to be an exact match, so if you're typing it in, all of the first initials are capitalized. So I have it with the F, J, G, D, L, and T all capitalized. Make sure you don't put a period after the middle initial of J. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field. You can copy and paste it. Just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after your name. But once you've got your name exactly as it appears there, click the confirm signature box.
Paul, the only thing I did is just put the cursor there and just put Frank Gomez de la Torre in. That's it.
Okay.
Confirm signature.
If you've got the middle initial of J in there, click the confirm signature, and it should take you to the next screen, which will ask you for a username and a password.
Wait, I didn't put the J, and I'm glad it didn't send me through because it probably would have said something's wrong. I put Frank J. Gomez de la Torre, like my card. Like my
Exactly. No period after the J, but yeah, just the way it appears in the billing.
No period.
Correct.
Okay, now it wants me to log in. Okay. Username and password.
So you don't have to go that far. In fact, if you tried logging in right now, you would just get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. The automated system thinks your tracking system is active. It also thinks you're trying to access it right now, so it's asking you to log in. We do have to do your client interview first, and then a day or so after that, you get by email your username and password. Now, our welcome email should be sent, and sometimes it does this, especially late in the day. I don't see that the welcome email has been sent yet. I'm going to trigger one manually. Now, it may mean that you'll end up getting this welcome email twice when our system catches up, but I'm going to go ahead and send one out to you now anyway, and then if you end up getting an extra one, you don't have to worry. It's just a repeat of the one.
It's okay, You know, I don't have the other email that says action needed, pictures needed,
Let's go over that one. The welcome email is on its way. The system will send it in a minute or two. So now as far as this one goes, it doesn't have to be everything on this list, but Google's made the process of getting PIN verified a little bit more comprehensive. It is by design. Google wants to make sure that every business on the first page is an actual, true, legitimate company that operates in the area and provides those services. So anything you can send us, and again, it doesn't have to be everything, but anything you can send our way, any photos, that helps us to kind of satisfy Google that you're an actual business. Any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, if you've got a business card. I know that there's really not like a physical workplace since you go out to the customer. For that one, Google's usually just fine with where you park your work vehicle when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
No, and that's why I told you guys that I had done all that stuff with that guy, and I already got charged, and I didn't get nowhere because he asked me for that. And it's the same thing I told John and you, that I'm not registered and insured because in Illinois you don't require it for this.
Correct. So every business is different. Sometimes you just need to be licensed. Sometimes you just need to be insured. Sometimes you need both. Sometimes you need neither. So it's just an automated system that goes out the exact same way to everyone, even to the people that are already PIN verified. It still goes out. So like I said, it doesn't have to be everything there. I do have in the notes here that you don't need that documentation. And honestly, we don't either. And Google does know when it comes down to it case by case what is needed and what is not needed. But any of that that you can send our way, there is the link that you can use that helps us expedite the process of getting you PIN verified, which is one of the first things that we need to do right in the very beginning. Of course, we don't wait for that. We get everything started already. It might also help us to build out your website.
Talking about that, Paul, I already sent that guy all that stuff. Remember the other company? Innovation Tech. Well, I sent all that stuff. Then he comes back to me that they changed it. I can't do it through the phone. I got to do it with a video. So then I sent the video, and then he came back to me that I need to have it registered. So I was never going to get done with those guys.
Not with those guys. So, yeah, we are a Google partner. We work with Google's back-end team all day, 5 days a week. We've been doing that for a long time. So there's actually things that Google allows us to do that they won't let business owners do. They don't let like Google resellers do. You know, we might be able to get through even with just an old-fashioned PIN card. Just have something mailed out to you. You verify that you received it. Give us the 5-digit PIN, and we get you verified that way. If we do have to do a video or phone verification, we can expedite that process. And again, it's okay if you don't have everything that Google requires, because Google does make exceptions for us because that we are a Google partner.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's
going to
be a lot easier than what you experienced before. It's going to be a lot easier than that process. Let me refresh my system and see if the welcome email was sent.
I already have it, Paul. I already have it. I got to tell you, I can show tools and equipment, business.
Perfect. That'll work. Doesn't have to be everything on there. Did I lose you? Got real quiet all of a sudden.
Sorry, I lost you because my card turned off.
That's okay. Yeah, anything you can send our way, it's going to help. Even if it's just a couple of those things, it does help. And again, you know, for the longest time, Google didn't require any of that stuff. They still don't require all of it from us. So I know that we can expedite that process even with just limited information. Some of that stuff you might want on your website anyway, so it's a good thing that you're sending us that information. Anything and everything can be sent to the support email that you'll get. The welcome email has that information on there. It has your username and your default password. Your username is the number we're speaking on. Area code is included. It's in our system the same way, and it's designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. So you can't change the username. You can change the password, though. Once you get confirmation that your tracking system is active, you can log in and then make the password anything that you want. Now, as far as the follow-up call with our technician, we are booked out for the 5 o'clock, so we'd be looking at Monday to do that client interview. Monday's pretty wide open, but not first thing. It looks like the earliest we could do would be 10 o'clock, and then it opens up after that. Would you want something mid-morning, early afternoon, or as late as 5 o'clock?
I got to attack it in the morning because then I get busy either at Power Wash or drive Uber, so I can't split my day in half.
How many hours do you typically drive?
No, just 5 or 6. I don't drive a lot anymore.
Yeah.
I got 24,000 rides. I know Chicago pretty well.
Wow. Oh, boy. So you've been doing that for a while. So did you want that that 10 o'clock?
10 or 10:30. 10 o'clock works.
Okay, perfect. It's going to be scheduled from 10 until 11. It probably takes about half that time. So it'll get you pretty close to 10, get you off the phone about a half hour after that. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I will try to keep my line open, but if I am already on a call, they'll just reach out to you and call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. You'll receive at 9 o'clock a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 10. And then I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. Now, that calendar invite is really just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG, that just stands for Client Interview, to be conducted in English. It's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Now, the support@localsplash.com email, that's the only email that you need. You can send anything and everything there, although I do know that when they do the client interview, they'll also give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. That's the email address for the photos team. You can always email the photos team directly. But like I said, the support email really is the only thing that you need. As long as you include either your phone number or username, they're basically the same thing. That allows us to access the information and forward it out to the right department. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I'm really happy to get that going for you. I'll let Mary know. She's the mapping coordinator that you spoke with originally, and then she did have John speak with us. John's still on an extended leave of absence. Yeah, but I'll let them both know too. But it's a real pleasure speaking with you, Frank. I do hope that I am in between phone calls when we call you back at 10 o'clock on Monday.
Okay, now I see this thing, the Welcome to Local Splash. It does say please note that it can take up to 45, 60 days, 2 months to see results, but you told me it should be quicker than that, like a week or week and a half.
Yeah, exactly.
If I take 2 months, I'm not going to have any jobs and it's going to get cold here.
No. So that's for the best results. And I don't know why the wording is in there to begin. It says it can take up to 45, 60 days to begin seeing results. But we're actually told to say 45 to 60 days, worst case scenario, for the best results. It does start to happen much faster than that. Facebook ads, they tell us to stay 7 to 10 business days, but those are usually up and running 7 days or less. Your website also takes about 7 days or so. So you already will have that online content even as we work on your placement. Some keywords will be faster than others. That's why it's up to 45 to 60 days for the best return on your investment for all of your keywords to be on that first page. But I mean, it's month to month, so we got to get your phone ringing even in that first month. Otherwise, we wouldn't keep you as a client. But we've been doing this since 2004, and our success comes from keeping our clients on board long term. We certainly will get on this right away and get your phone ringing as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're very good at this, so I don't think I need to think about keywords for you guys. Your tech team should know what keywords people are looking, typing, because I can think of a million.
Correct. Yeah, no, absolutely. So we'll do that for you, but you'll get it by email, too, once we generate that list of keywords, and that's part of what we're going to cover in that follow-up call, that client interview. You'll get by email and text the list of keywords that we think are relevant to your services. You can say, hey, yeah, I love it, let's go with it. You can say, oh, could you add this one, or I don't really like that one, can you remove it? But yeah, definitely we're going to do everything that you need for us. We're just going to do that client interview. We're going to ask you to send us photos, and then, you know, from there we just get everything going for you, get your phone ringing, and as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well.
Right, Paul. So the other one, like you said, send you pictures. It's the one that says, let me see, local special support. I don't know. One of those, I guess. So there, and that link, I can add my photos and pictures. I mean, pictures and videos, or just pictures?
Pictures and videos. Yeah, absolutely.
I can send you videos? Okay, that's cool.
You sure can. Perfect. I think that really comes across well on a website. Before and after photos. So if you've got like the before, it looks horrible, it looks terrible, and then the after, people are going to say, oh my gosh, I remember when it used to look like the after photo, but now it sure looks like the before photo. I want to give Frank a call so and they can make it nice again. People are still having folks over for the late summer parties. The holidays are not too far out, so people definitely want their exterior surfaces to look nice. They want their house to look nice. I think it's perfect timing to get this going for you. I think you're really going to do quite well with it. So always a pleasure speaking with you. I certainly hope that I'm able to say at least a quick hello Monday around 10 o'clock when our technician gives you a call. All righty.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. So I forgot one thing, Paul, because you guys got your head full of stuff, I'm sure, because you're so busy with everybody. But one thing is that, remember, I already have my profile created. So now we're creating a new profile from the ground?
No, okay. We would not do that.
They already verified me, so why do it all over?
Perfect. Yeah, like I said, the automated response goes out to everybody, whether you're verified or not. So we would not need to re-verify you. If we can use that existing listing, if you have access to that, if you can grant us managerial access, then that's what we're going to do, because we certainly do not need to re-verify it, start that process again, merge the old one or anything like that. We'll just use that existing one. That actually expedites the process.
Okay, thank you very much. So what do I do Monday? You don't need that access right now, or you do?
No, not now. They will ask for it on Monday, though, so we can get everything started in earnest. We'll already start mocking up your website, though, but we'll cover all the details and fully flesh that out once we have that conversation on Monday. So Monday, you know, it's just going to be like, you know, what are your hours of operation? What are the forms of payment that you accept? How long have you been in business? Do you have a mission statement or motto? That type of thing. So just real basic questions. You certainly don't need to be in front of a computer. Everything off of the top of your head about your business.
Right. So when I give them that access, what is going to happen? They're just going to put the new password that you just gave me. So that's going to be the new access after, because, you know, I have a different password right now.
No. The username and password, that's for you to track your success on our end, your client dashboard.
Oh.
So completely unrelated to your Google listing.
Okay,
actually, you'll log into my.localsplash.com, and that's how you'll access the tracking system. So it's completely different than your Google listing. You don't have to change your password or anything like that.
Okay, and when you say tracking is how many people are finding me, all that stuff?
all of that stuff. Keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Keep in mind, most of the time, you just get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Of course, we're promoting the existing phone number. If someone fills out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. Anything they type into that form repopulates on your tracking system. So if you miss the call, you can always go back to your tracking system and see what their request was. And lets you just, yeah, absolutely. You don't want to have to call someone back and ask them a question.
At the end of the day and then call them tomorrow. Right. Okay. That's
correct. Yeah. The information updates throughout the day. So always very near real time, reporting and tracking 24/7 access for you.
Nice. Thanks a lot, Paul. Appreciate it.
Of course. Absolute pleasure speaking with you as always. You take care, Frank. You have a great rest of the weekend. Enjoy the day, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Yeah, okay. Well, you too. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.